This is The Catch Up on Hit.
With Flick and Tim.
Massive episode. Second last episode of Maths last night. Married at First Sight.
Yeah, Tracy was the one going out with Dean, but they've split up and now she's going out with Sean. We're chatting to her now. Good morning, Tracy. How are you?
I'm great. How are you guys?
We're good. Thank you so much
for
chatting
to
us.
We're so excited to chat to you.
Yay.
Last night was absolutely epic. Like,
oh, crazy.
Oh, my God.
Wasn't it just?
It was crazy. Did you watch the episode with the country?
Yeah, me and Sean watched it together before we went on Talking Married.
Of course.
We watched it last night. Yeah,
of course.
I was cursing at my screen a little bit.
Yeah, yeah. At what point were you cursing?
Yeah, what points are the weirdest for you?
Yeah, the Davina thing. You know what she says even before the dinner party. You know, to camera behind my back. It's really quite interesting, isn't it?
Oh interesting God. Is one word for it. Definitely.
Yeah, isn't
so,
it?
I do have to say congratulations to you and Sean. You've obviously found love. Have you used the L word yet?
Of course, yeah. I mean, I'm so excited. Yeah, me and Sean have definitely told each other we love each other. So, yeah, couldn't be happier. It's what I went on the show for. So,
now, you did find love. Did you love Sean's jacket, Tracy?
Did you dress him? He
looked like a gold Logie, Tracy.
Maybe it's like subliminal, guys, for winning the Logie.
Vote for us. That was phenomenal.
Exactly.
Let's talk really. So, in the episode, you discussed moving to Melbourne. In the real world's timeline, how long ago was that? When did you guys? I'm assuming that you've done it. You've moved in together. When did all of that happen?
Oh, yeah. So that was filmed back in January. Mm-hmm. So we're both still in Perth at this stage, but we will be moving to Melbourne in a few months.
What's in Melbourne for you guys? Why the big move?
Well, you know, we both joined the show, you know, for love, obviously, but another reason was just wanting a change. And both of us separately wanted to move to Melbourne. So it's just amazing how much we've got in common.
Oh, cool. But are you living together in Perth?
Pretty much, yeah. I mean, we haven't been able to be out in public, so really the only times we've been able to see each other is at night. So, yeah, we've pretty much been inseparable in the evenings.
Nocturnal relationship.
So it's nice that we can finally be out like a normal couple.
Yeah, you've been sneaking around.
We have been sneaking around.
When you watch back last night, and I know that editing plays a big part, but Sean and Dean's discussion on the couch was intense. How much of that is true? Where is the truth there in you know, you and Dean texting as friends did you tell him to rack off? What was the deal?
Dean said that you guys are mates and then Sean saying that he's been harassing you.
Yeah, so, you know, Dean and I were amicable. I was trying to be friendly with Dean and stay in touch with him. And, you know, he did send me some inappropriate messages and I kind of just brushed them off because I didn't want, you know, any animosity between Dean and I. So, yeah, I didn't say harassing, but Dean definitely did send some inappropriate messages.
What's inappropriate?
That I shared with Sean.
So he's saying that he wants to be back with you or what type of inappropriate are we talking
about? Nothing like that. There was nothing like me and Dean ever getting back together that was completely off the cards. You know, I said at the dinner party that I didn't want to discuss it on camera, how inappropriate they were.
Yeah.
But yeah, it was because Dean knew Sean and I were together, that's what made them inappropriate. I had the respect to tell Dean that we were together and he should have respected that.
Yeah.
These aren't photos, are they? He's not sending sneaky dick pics or anything.
I really don't want to say too much, but I mean, I didn't say he was harassing me,
no.
But I did say they were inappropriate.
That sounds inappropriate.
So it's unwanted.
It's unwanted text.
Okay.
Unnecessary, especially because he knew I was with someone.
Yeah, so that's where that respect wasn't given back from Dean then.
Exactly. I respected him by telling him up front. I didn't blindside him at the reunion. So, yeah. It wasn't a mutual respect.
Fair enough. And this is the problem with being in a relationship, like being single as well. Like, obviously, you're in a relationship with Sean, but these unwarranted messages, and how do you stop it? I mean, you've got a lot of women sympathizing with
you. Tell me about it. I get so many messages, so many people.
But on Tinder, on all these platforms, that's one of the big concerns about dating now.
Yeah. Yeah, exactly. And you know, I needed to stay in touch with Dean. And at that point, I did want a friendship with him. I wanted to try and maintain a friendship because we had been through a lot together. And I knew the reunion was coming up and I knew we were going to be doing interviews together. And I don't like to burn bridges and for things to get nasty.
Yeah. But it got so nasty last night episode. Yeah. It was so nasty. But not just your corner. I mean, Davina was really spreading it quite thick across the table. She was interfering with Troy and Ashley's disagreement and Carly.
Oh, she's awful.
She was baiting everyone. She was baiting everyone to cause drama, clearly. That was obvious last
night. It's her fun. It's her kicks. Who lives like that?
I don't know. I think it's just a reflection on her, really. And, you know, if she is Ash's friend, you don't do that.
No!
So.
Not at all. The other thing I wanted to ask about was, obviously, there's a lot of singles now. There's a lot of singles.
Oh, my God.
They're ready to mingle. There's a lot of alcohol.
And you could tell as well, like, some people who had come in single, it was like at the start of the night, they were fine with being single, and then they saw you and Sean come in, and then they saw Troy and Carly come in, and it was like a little light just went off in their eye and they went, oh, I could maybe hook up with someone else tonight.
Any other hookups? Were there any other goss you can give us?
I don't know. You know, I think Ash and Justin really like each other, but whether that's confirmed or not, I have no idea.
Oh.
But I think there was a little bit maybe of flirting. I think they had a little bit of bonding over the Troy and Carly thing. But
Ash and Justin, well, I guess they were both, and Justin said, you know, you've got to just let water run off the duck's back, and that was the approach that Ashley really needed, but Davina didn't provide. So that was really fantastic to see.
It's a double couple swap. It's just a full-on swinger fest, basically.
I know. It's like three couples walk in and five couples walk out.
Look, Tracy, we're so excited. Tonight is the finale. You all sit around, and what is the vibe when you're all together? Are there dominant characters?
Well, you know, especially off the back of that dinner party, we filmed the commitment ceremony the day after. So everyone's still, you know, reeling off from that explosive dinner party. So there's a lot of tension.
And hangovers, I can imagine, too. Hangovers,
yes,
and tension.
Exactly. Red eyes.
Tracy, thank you so much for joining us. Congratulations to you and Sean. All the best. We've been on a massive journey with you. Is it weird when people come up to you? Are they coming up to you like they know you now?
Yes, yeah. People come up to me and they don't even say my name. They just hop straight into it like we're besties. But it's sweet. I'm feeling the love.
Well, we are. I think everybody is your bestie, Tracy, because you went through so much with all of the Dean and Davina and craziness. I think the country loves you, honestly. Thank you so much for having a chat to us. We're so happy to get to meet you.
Oh, thanks for having me on, guys.
Thanks, Trace. We're looking forward to tonight's episode, 7:30, Channel 9, the very final Married at First Sight.
It is Wednesday, so it's time for Wednesday. What do you
mean? Lay into it.
This is my chance each week to just ask some questions. This week, I'm not even taking pot shots. I just want to ask some questions of some of the pop music that we play. I love our hits and old school, but it does leave me wondering sometimes. And today, I want to just have a little sit down with our mate Post Malone, and I want to talk about this song, I Fall Apart.
It's a good song. It's a good one to sing along when
you're alone
in the car.
I like this song. Yeah, I like this song. And normally,
no, you don't. It's playing in What Do You Mean? You have some issue with this song.
Well, look, Flick, normally I talk about songs that anger me in some way. This morning, I have a different issue, okay? I'm not angry. I'm more concerned. And I'm talking...
Your father and I aren't angry. We're just disappointed, okay? Yeah. It's different. No, it's worse, Mum. It's way worse.
I'm concerned about Post Malone, and I'm concerned about a section of the song that comes about two-thirds, maybe three-quarters of the way through.
Mm.
And this is what happens, Flick. You said it. Hey, you said it. He repeats. Oh, you said we'd be together. Okay, so what we have there, Flick, is we have a man yelling at himself, saying, you said it, no, you said
it. Stylish yelling.
No, you said it,
yeah.
Flick. Look, I take mental illness very, very seriously, but I do think that we may have a case here of multiple personality syndrome.
And that's bold. He's just talking to himself like I talk to myself when
I'm
vacuuming.
We've seen it in the movie Split. We saw it in Me, Myself and Irene. It is a terrifying disorder.
No, it's Post Malone. He's just doing some stylistic... No, you don't get it, do you?
Post Malone is angry at the different versions of himself, and we have an all-out post-World War happening.
Oh, wow.
With the different versions of Post Malone over who broke up with who.
Guys, seriously, you give him 2.5 minutes. That's all we do a week. That's enough. He's got it out there. UK for another week, Tim.
One version version of Post Malone broke up with another one, and one version told Post Malone that they'd be together. And I think that we need to help him out.
Seriously, I'm going to go back to some ABCs because everything else is a bit too complicated for you right now on Hit 91.9.
This is The Catch Up on Hit.
Yesterday I got a letter from the police. And I do get scared. You're right.
You would get scared.
Of course I get
You're
scared.
A real stickler for these things.
I get scared by leaves falling.
Yeah.
Okay, it doesn't take much.
You told me a story that you and Tom will literally, you won't put the key in the ignition. What is it?
In the driveway.
Yeah.
If we're on our phone just sending a message like, on our way, we have to have the keys out.
Keys out of the ignition.
In our driveway in case the police are like out of the bushes.
Not even.
Surprise! You're not allowed to do that. The keys are in the ignition. But I'm in my driveway. It doesn't matter. Because I am a stickler for the law.
You guys take it very seriously and it's good. You shouldn't text and drive.
So when I get a police letter saying you have a speeding fine in Nunawading, in one of the suburbs of Melbourne for last Wednesday, I was like, this doesn't feel right. This doesn't feel right. Thank God it doesn't feel right because I don't want that. It turns out we have loaned our car to my sister-in-law because her car broke down. And
Nice of you. That's good of you.
But in the interim, she was driving my father-in-law's car. Tim. Mm-hmm. His name is Tim as well. This is so confusing.
Oh, wow. Okay.
She was driving Tim Wolf's
father-in-law
car.
Father-in-law Tim.
My father-in-law Tim Wolf's car, and he was driving our little old Honda Civic.
You've done a whole car swap. It's married at first sight, but with cars now. So everybody's switching cars.
Father-in-law had our Civic, and he was clearly doing some sort of sick donut or something. No, he was speeding. He was going 7 kilometres. He's going 57 in a 50 zone.
Okay.
And we got a little fine saying, hey, that's $198.
Is that how much it is?
And 1 point.
For 7 kilometres over?
1 point, yeah.
It's not
Can't break the law, guys. This is a little warning. Always follow the speed limit because you
get
done.
Is there a 10% rule that they use sometimes?
I don't know. I don't want to look into it because I don't want to think about it because I just want to do the right thing.
More than 10% over.
Something like that.
I don't even know if that's a thing.
We gave him a call and we said, look, you've done this. Can you pay the fine? We're going to transfer it to your name. He said, no, can you just pay it and I'll pay the servicing that I got on the Honda. And we're like, no.
So he serviced the car for you.
Yeah. And we're like,
but he's also racked up a fine.
No. We'll pay for the servicing. We're not taking a point. He wanted us to take his point. I don't think he actually intentionally meant for us to. I don't think he knew that he had a point.
Yes, he did.
Cheeky bugger. Anyway, I said no because I'm not taking a point. There are so many stories out there, Tim, of people swapping points.
People take points.
And it's not
It's the
okay.
Pokemon cards of the few of our generation now that we're adults.
The problem is that we're treating it like Pokemon cards, but we shouldn't be because points are very sacred and they should not be pick and choose like this.
No. Well, I've just found out that because I've moved to Victoria, I've got a New South Wales license. When I switch over to a Victorian license, I'm going to get all my points back.
You're a phoenix rising from the ashes. 13, 12, 16. This happens a lot.
Yeah. 13, 12, 16. Have you taken points for somebody?
Yeah. Have you taken points?
Were you Bruce Willis in the movie Bodyguard and did you dive in front of someone else's points?
Yeah. We'll take a demerit point for you. Don't do it. It's not right. You can be anonymous if you like.
Yeah. We won't say your name, but
don't
we want to know your story. Did you take a point for somebody and should Flick do it? Nick, did you take a point for someone?
Don't do it, Flick. Don't do it. I took a point one for my girlfriend. So my girlfriend, she got done on the freeway and she was a few kilometres over. It was only like 6 k's over. She convinced me to take it because she was really close to losing her license. And I thought I was all good. I said, yeah, sure. Signed it over. Did all that business.
What a good
boyfriend. And then a month, that's what I thought. A month later, I get a letter for a speeding fine I'd got 2 weeks before, which then made me lose mine.
You lost your license.
It's all backfired.
Oh
it's all
God.
Backfired.
Thank you.
All
Thank
right.
you, Nick, for your prime example of why we don't cheat.
Terry, have you taken a point for someone?
Oh, absolutely.
Who for?
I took it for an ex-boyfriend, and it was 3 points, and it was the worst case scenario ever. Similar, just like the other gentleman on the line. A month later, our relationship evolved, and it was over.
Oh,
so.
No.
And you were lumped 3 points down.
He's kept the dog and you've kept the points, Terry.
Absolutely. Don't do it.
No.
Financial boundaries.
Is there any way you can sign some type of prenup nowadays that says that you will keep all of the points that you bring into this relationship?
It's just been a law-abiding citizen. Why are we finding this so hard? Thanks, Terry.
Don't do it, Flick.
I won't.